job to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, it just doesn't get any better than this, my friends. We are having so much fun. Christy Jordan is our special guest authoress. See, authoress.
I like that, authoress. I'm not a real politically correct person, but I think that has
a ring
to it.
I think authoress is okay. I mean, I try to stay away from the very politically correct stuff, but we hope that you're having, for those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, we hope you're having a wonderful Hanukkah. To our friends over in Israel that will be listening to the show, shalom, and thank you so much for everything you did for us. We met so many incredible people. We took a journey of a lifetime in a week, and you can do the same thing, my friends. GoIsrael.com. Check it out. Save up your money. Go to Israel. I'm telling you.
You sold me.
I am not a very religious person, but when they said, okay, now we're going to where Christ was laid to rest. I mean, and you're standing in the tomb where Christ was laid. All of a sudden, it brings things into perspective that you learned growing up, whether you're a Baptist, Catholic, you know, Christian of any kind.
Yeah, take
and then you go out and you see the Wailing Wall, where the Orthodox and everybody comes. And as a Christian, I was able to go up to the wall, and you write a prayer on a piece of paper and you slide it into the wall, and you're standing next to Orthodox Jews and Christians of all, everybody together under one, on this long wall that you'd heard so much about, and you begin to get the perspective. And then you go eat at Dr. Shashuska's. Mm-hmm. Shakshuka. He makes his shakshuka, which is it's like tomatoes and peppers.
I don't believe I've ever had a shakshuka.
A shakshuka, I'll tell you what, you will see pictures of it. It is like when he cooks it, you think it's going to be the hottest, and it's for dipping. You take your bread and you just dip this fresh bread and slop it down. It is just
to die for. Now, have you ever been to Ecuador?
You know, no, I haven't. We've
not
been to South America.
You know what their delicacy is? I was in Ecuador with Operation Christmas Child.
Oh, wow.
We went to actually deliver shoeboxes. Their delicacy in Ecuador is guinea pig. And we went to this one lady's house, and there was this huge hutch of all of these guinea pigs. And a girl that was with us had one out and was petting on it and loving on it. And the lady just starts speaking to her in this very hurried accent. You know, she's just fussing at her, and we could tell. And we're like, we need an interpreter. We don't know what you're saying. And we got the interpreter, and she was saying, those are not pets. Those are food. Those are food. She was very nervous.
Like to eat their pets?
Well,
just like Chef Eric, you know, he has all these kind of exotic game, and I'm thinking, man, when you're done with them, you know, when it's time to expire, you know, slip them on the spit.
Yeah.
He had no sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, slow and low, baby, even if it's tough, it'll be fine.
Now, what,
a little bit gravy.
You're being a Southern girl. Yeah. Have you ever eaten, what's the strangest game meat you've ever eaten?
Well, I don't consider it strange.
Okay,
like,
God, here we go.
Well, I mean, of course, deer. And yeah. Now, my husband is kind of citified, and he came home from work one day, and he said, this woman's husband told her to ask me if we wanted any deer meat. He said, can you imagine? And I said, what'd you tell her? And he said, I told her no. I said, do you have her phone number?
Yeah.
And I ended up with a freezer full of deer meat. And he said, what are you going to do with it? I said, don't worry about it. It'd be fine.
Well,
but I don't really consider it strange. You know, I mean.
Have you eaten rattlesnake?
No, I haven't had rattlesnake, but I certainly would.
Yeah, it's very good. And the weirdest thing I ever did was a little story, since we share stories in our culinary. I was living down in Lafayette, Louisiana, which is in the heart of Cajun country. And down there, they eat just about everything. You know, I mean,
Cajun
if they can gumbo
awesome,
it.
Though. I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow. I've never been.
Oh,
I will see an airport, a bookstore, and a hotel. And then I drive.
Where are you staying at the hotel? Do you know?
I don't know. A Lowe's hotel?
Okay.
Or something? I don't know where it is, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know all the chefs. I know all the great restaurants. I know all the great people down in New Orleans. If you want an experience after this, I'll give you some time. And even though you've got to have to eat, and maybe I can introduce you to some of the great families of culinary down in New Orleans.
Oh,
it would be a great experience. But anyway, so met this girl at an establishment where adult beverages and drinking and dancing were going on. So afterwards, she invited me home, and I said, sure. So we go home, and she said, well, would you like some chili? I said, absolutely. So we got home, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, got a nice ice cold Bud Light. And her two brothers are sitting there getting ready to go offshore, and because they worked on the oil rigs, and so they're slopping down this chili. I mean, she had a pot like 5 gallons of chili, and like I started eating. I said, "Man, this is good, but this isn't." I'm used to ground beef chili,
mm-hmm.
not pulled pork chili. So this was pulled pork chili, but man, it was good.
Was
spicy.
Awesome.
And a big old pone of cornbread, and I'm just slopping this down. She goes, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, it's a little greasy, but it's tasty." And she said, "You know, Mama, I told you you should have cooked it longer." And I said, "What do you mean, cooked it longer?" She said, "Well, that's possum." I said, "Get out of here." She goes, "No, seriously, it's possum." I said, "You're lying." She took me outside, lifted up the lid on the trash can. There were two possum carcasses in there. And what they did is they pressure cooked them, pulled the meat off the bone, and made the chili. And I got to say, if I hadn't known, I loved it. It was good.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We've never cooked possum, but my brother used to go trap them all the time. That was his thing.
How about squirrel?
I've never had squirrel, but let me tell you, I have a lot in my backyard. Squirrels are a problem. And my husband, I told you, he's a little citified. And, well, I had to go buy a different firearm. Because nothing I have is legal to shoot in the city limits, and squirrels are getting to be a problem. So I bought one that I can actually shoot in the city limits, and my husband's like, "What are you going to do with that?" I said, "It's for squirrels." And he said, "Are you serious? What are the kids going to say?" I said, "They won't know. I'll take care of it while they're at school." And he was like, "Well, what are you going to do with the, you know?"
Hook them up.
And I said, "I'm going to make you dumplings." And he just went pale, you know, because he don't ever know.
Tell
it's
you what,
a
you take a squirrel, make sure you get all the shot out of it, and skin it, you know. And once it's skint, you know, you dredge it in flour. You take a cast iron pot, melt some butter. First, I would pressure cook it to get it tender.
Mm-hmm.
And then dredge it, pan fry it in butter in just a simple dredge.
You've won me
and
already.
Then brown gravy. Make brown gravy out of the drippings.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a bed of rice. Pour that over the top. Chop some scallions. Lay that over the top. And I swear to God, you'll have a meal that your family.
And serve it with cat head biscuits.
There you go. I'm telling you. See? You could give an idea to a great author, and they take that idea and they flourish with it. And speaking of flourishing, what's our next recipe? Now, I got down here. Looks like you're going to do the loaded baked potatoes first.
Yeah, and I've already been working while you've been a gabbing. But
yeah,
that's
I'm
generally
sorry.
How women do. So I've got some baked. Oh, look at the cathead biscuits.
Oh.
I just got the cathead biscuits out here. Check those out.
Oh, man. See, that's
we
got to
take them
be.
Off and put them on something.
Okay.
See if we can find us a platter. Now, look, see how brown? They're going to be crunchy. Crunchy on the outside. They are to die for with a little bit of cane syrup, molasses, apple butter.
Oh, look at
that.
Isn't that
pretty?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get a picture of you scooping it off there, you know, just so people believe that we really work together.
We really work together. I got to work with Kevin.
Isn't this fun?
This is awesome. This is awesome. I'm telling you, you better be lucky that I live all the way in Huntsville.
Or it would be,
you have a groupie.
It would be Chef and Christy, and the fat man would be knocked out. That's the way I'm thinking
hey,
it would be.
I'd be here every week. What you want to eat this week, Kevin?
Well,
see, these are beautiful. As soon as
I'll
they cool down so it won't burn you, I'm going to make you eat one.
Oh, pff, yeah. You're really going to have to twist my arm. Everybody here's like, got. You know, the problem is with your cookbook, and I got to tell you, you have to have a disclaimer, and I'm going to add this to the publishers. I'll call Will and everybody and let them
okay.
know about this. What you're going to have to do is put, we are not responsible for the dry cleaning bill because you drool and slobber all over yourself when you see these
somebody
recipes.
Somebody give this man another dollar.
Hey, listen, if I can dance for him, I can earn him. You know, I mean.
Hey, that worked.
Now, this is the loaded baked potato.
Loaded baked potatoes. I've baked some potatoes in the oven, mm-hmm. cut them in half lengthwise, and scooped all the pulp out. Put in a big mixing bowl, and I've added some butter, sour cream, a little bit of garlic powder, salt, pepper, some scallions. You can do whatever you want, though. Now I just put in a bunch of bacon because, you know, that's our love language in the South. And but you can do, sometimes I dice up smoked pork chops, leftover turkey, you know, anything.
Do you know what else is great? Because I have a little place down in Mexico Beach, Florida, which is right on the Gulf, so we get tons of shrimp. You know what's really good is when you pan sear some shrimp in butter and our love rub, which I don't have in here. I would have given you some. Our love rub, and then chop those up and put those. Shrimp of any kind in there. Pulled pork. Turkey right now.
Yeah,
you've got turkey
perfect.
you could cut up.
And you know, sometimes you can find great deals on 10-pound bags of potatoes. I mean, especially depending on where you shop. Now I'm going to add a little bit of cheese in here. And after I got this all added in, I'm just going to start spinning it back into my potatoes. And then we can either bake them or we can freeze them.
Now, you told me about the freezing them. Even with the sour cream, it freezes well, huh?
It does. Well, once you've got it mixed up in here, it freezes well. You would never know that these weren't made fresh whenever you have them.
Wow. You know, that's a great idea because I've never frozen them. So when I've made them, the Shebeast and I have to eat them quickly. And speaking of quickly, we've quickly got to go to a break. It's that time. Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, we're moving right along. Christy Jordan is scooping it up and laying it in there, baby. Her new cookbook is the second. Come Home to Supper. And we'll be right back to take you back home to supper with Christy Jordan. Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of East Cobb.